The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's time for the Alpha Wealth Hour, presented by the Alpha Wealth Group, the show that helps teach you how to make the right moves with regard to investment planning, tax savings, and estate protection. Are you ready to better understand the financial chaos? Here's your host, Tom Fortino.
Good morning, everyone. As always, many things to get into. There's never a shortage of topics. There's never a shortage of lots of things going on. What else can I say? My name is Tom Fortino. I'm the host of the Alpha Wealth. I'm the founder and principal of the Alpha Wealth Group. I'm an investment advisor rep. I'm a fee-based fiduciary. We do active money management. I've also been insurance licensed for over 25 years. Been doing this a long time. So I try to cover the bases, as we say, as it comes to your retirement plan. I've said it many times. It's not about one thing. It's not about one product. It's not about growing a pile of money or getting to a number. There's so many more things to it. Now, today, what I want to get into, and then, of course, as I usually do, I'm going to offer some information. I'm going to provide the guidebook to retirement planning. We want to get into some ideas here today that are going to be helpful to you, make a difference in your plan. Now, the market, obviously, we've seen a lot of volatility. We want to talk about that today, maybe what can help with your perspective on your investment plan. We also want to talk about, I want to get into, there's an interesting article I read, I'll use it. Some of the things from this, I think it'll be helpful, is five simple tips for a retirement income plan. Things like knowing your monthly number, thinking long-term about taxes, adding another lifetime income stream. How do you do that? Of course, for those of you that are married, how do you plan for both spouses? We want to get into that today. And of course, I'm going to talk about some tax things and try to, when I say tax things, let me qualify that. Getting as close to tax-free as possible, or ideas to get to tax-free. So we have a lot to get into today, and it's all about, you know, as I've said it before, you know, having a plan. I made the comment, it's not about a pile of money. It's not about a product. So what is it? If I asked you, what is a retirement plan? What would you say? Well, with the market, of course, that's taking front and center if we're invested. But that's not all there is to your plan, right? That's certainly one risk we have in our investment or in our retirement plan. But we also have taxes. What happens if taxes go up? You know, if you have a retirement account, a 401k and IRA, and you have $1 million in there, that's great. Congratulations. I think that's terrific. But keep in mind, every penny is taxable to you at whatever the tax rate is. So really, you might want to take a 30% haircut on that. I don't know, whatever the tax rates are going to be in the future. Now, if it's in a Roth, it's completely tax-free. You do not get a haircut. That's in addition to some of the market risk we have to deal with. And then there's issues of asset protection. What do I mean by that? What happens if a spouse passes away? What happens if you become incapacitated in any way? There's an estate planning issue to it because you should have powers of attorney in place. So as I'm going through these things, think about your plan. Do you have a power of attorney in place? Besides that, what happens if you have to come out of pocket $50,000 or $60,000 a year to take care of a long-term illness in retirement? You know, those are two issues. One's an estate planning issue. One's an asset protection issue. If you pass away, one of your income goes away if you're working. And if you're not, Social Security or pension, certainly the Social Security goes away. So anyway, I hope I'm making the point. So I'm going to offer the guidebook to retirement planning. I'm going to get into specifics today because my goal is always to give you actionable items. So, you know, one of the comments I want to make about what's going on today is about taking control. I talked about that. You know, I've read this article before and I've referenced it about how your brain reacts to stress. It's the prefrontal cortex area of the brain. I don't know what I'm just reading an article on it. I don't know this about the brains. But it says that the stress, mild stress, chronic, acute, it impairs your ability to think flexibly and we make decisions. And I want to talk about the market certainly today and what you can do. But what they said is one of the first things you can do is take charge of whatever you can. When people perceive they have some control over their environment, that simple belief can help them persist in pursuing their goals. So I want to talk to you about, what is your goal? Are we sticking to our plan? Taking control. I'll give you some ideas right out of the gates, and then I want to get into kind of a bigger picture. But when we see the market and this and what's going on in this market, there's maybe some opportunities. What can we do to take control? Okay, one thing is maybe we look at some of the stocks that are down that have gotten beaten up in this market. And you know what you can even do that's even better than that is what if we could buy those stocks stock free? What do I mean by that? Well, right now, and I've said this before, and I'll continue to repeat it, we're down to maybe a month now. You have a month, April 15th, to make a Roth IRA contribution or any IRA contribution. I like the Roth because it's tax-free. You have until April 15th to make that contribution for 2021. So if you have not made a Roth contribution for 2021, you still have about a month. Let's not procrastinate. That's one of the biggest issues here. You can do $7,000. Your spouse can do $7,000. That's $14,000 that you can put into a Roth that will grow tax-free. Well, what if we took it to another level and we said, you know what I'm going to do? And again, these are not recommendations, but I'm giving you ideas. If you had stocks that you've had in mind, whether you want to buy Apple or Microsoft, these are stocks that have been beaten up from their all-time highs. You can look at NVIDIA. I'm just giving you, again, I'm just throwing out some of the bigger names that are well-known and are quality stocks. Not a recommendation, but imagine if we did that in a Roth and every penny on it going forward was tax-free. What about Roth conversion? You could start to move some money over. If your accounts are down 10 or 15%, what if I reposition that money to say when the market recovers, guess what? All of it's going to be tax-free in my Roth. Think about some of these ideas. And so that's what I'm saying when we start to take control. So I'm saying, you know, Rothschild, the Baron von Rothschild, however, they were all lords and barons, said, you know, the time to act is when there's blood in the streets and the cannons are roaring. And so there's opportunities here where we can start to say, I did this. I made the decision. I'm glad I did. You're going to look back at the end of the year or next year and say, this made a difference, right? Besides the fact that you're getting more money into tax-free, maybe you're doing it either by doing a Roth conversion or a Roth IRA contribution. You can do 2022 as well. That's another $7,000 each. That's $14,000 for this year for a couple, $14,000 for last year. That's $28,000. Plus, if you do a conversion, let's say you do another $20,000, that could be $48,000. You get into Roth accounts that, by the way, grow tax-free. There's no required distributions, right? They don't tax your Social Security, which I'm going to talk about that in a little bit too, about income planning. And they go to your spouse and children tax-free. Right. In fact, if all your money was in Roth, you'd pay no money, you'd pay no taxes at all, and you wouldn't pay any taxes on your Social Security. How about that? So these are ideas where I want you to start to say, as we say, take control. You know, we want to take a look at our, and I'm going to get into income planning. Take a look at our investments. Don't do the, I'm going to throw it in the drawer and never look at it. This is an opportunity to look at it. Let me do this. I'm going to offer the retirement planning guide, which gets into all of these ideas, the tax ideas, the investment ideas, the income planning ideas, which I want to spend some time on in a little bit here. And also, how do you create income in this article, Five Simple Tips for a Retirement Income Plan. I want to walk through some of these, give you ideas that are actionable items. I've already given you some already, and we have much more to get into. But if you want the retirement planning guide, the other thing I'm going to include in this, which I want to get to, another way to take control is getting organized. How many of you know where your accounts are, what the values are, how they're titled? I'm going to include the asset organizer. I offer this every so often. But imagine if you can get organized, know where your financial picture is, start to do a Roth contribution, maybe do some conversions, buy some stocks that are beaten up. Wow. This is how we start to turn this. We get more engaged and it becomes infectious. And then we can get to our goals. We don't let these times like this impact us emotionally as much as we can. So give us a call. I'll get you the retirement planning guide. It's going to include the asset organizers as well. It's going to include the ideas on taxes. It's going to include the ideas on investments and income. Give us a call, all right? 630-934-1855. There's no cost or obligation. 630-934-1855 to get your retirement guidebook. We're going to get that out to you with all the other information. If there's something specific, let us know. We'll get it out to you. We're here. We're a resource for you. And so, again, my goal here is, you know, let's try to get through some of this, unfortunately, this havoc and what it wreaks on your brain and how we react emotionally. You know, when you have an investment plan, there's two things, with investments, there's two things that can wreak havoc. One, of course, is emotions. We've seen it many times, and it's not to be critical. The average investor underperforms. And so This is something we want to try to stay avoid. The second thing is, what is your investment plan, right? I always say there's five things to your retirement plan. One is your income plan, which we're going to talk about. What's your tax plan? I just gave you some ideas. What is your investment plan? Can you answer these things? What is your asset protection plan? What happens in the event of an unforeseen event? We're going to get into that too. And then what is your estate and legacy plan? Keep in mind, these are three questions. Let me ask you these. And this is, again, what I want when we talk about volatile markets. Volatility is frightening. I get it. And this is in this article I read. I agree with it. But let's not confuse volatility with risk. Okay, risk is the possibility of permanent loss. Volatility is a concern. So if we don't liquidate our portfolios, we're not going to lose money. We should be concerned, of course, but we don't want to be to panic and make emotional decisions. All right? And we've seen the stats. I can tell you before that, you know, if you miss the 10 best days, this was from 2006. I don't have the chart in front of me. You know, your growth will be almost half as much as it would be if you stayed in. And again, have a plan. I'm not just saying you blindly stay in the market. You want to have a plan. But here's three questions. Let me ask you these things. And again, hopefully this provides perspective on your investments. And there's a lot of different statistics and historical precedents I can give you. I'll give you a couple other examples. But every single time the market has gone down, every single time markets have gone down, they've come back. Is that true or false? Every single time the markets have gone down and come back, they've eventually gone on to set new highs. Is that true or false? If everyone knows the markets are going to go down, come back, and eventually go on to set new highs, why do so many people lose money in the stock market? And I think this is an important perspective when we take a look. And I, as I said, I do not want to be critical. I get it. It is tough. It's your money. You've worked so hard. But I want to also provide some perspective on how we have a plan. I said that's why I offered the asset organizer. If we take control, right, and we start, that's the first. This was based on a psychologist. I think they said they were a psychoanalyst, but they said the biggest step we can take is not procrastinate. Let's take control of the situation. I gave you some examples already. Let me continue with these. I talked about making the Roth IRA contributions. You have until April 15th to do 2021. You can also do 2022 because we're in that year. What if you bought some beaten down stocks you thought were quality stocks? There are stocks that are down right now that in the long term, I believe, this is my opinion, they're going to go up, right? So as I gave the examples, you know, Microsoft was as high as 340. I think it hit 280. It might be in the 290s, whatever. I'm just, again, not a recommendation. I don't know your situation. But do you think it'll be higher 5 years from now? What if it's in a Roth? Every penny is tax-free forever. There's no required distributions. We can do Roth conversions on top of the Roth IRA contributions. Roth contribution or conversions can be done anytime at any age in any amount. You want to do $500,000 of an IRA, you can do the whole thing. Not suggesting you do that, but why? Well, let's start doing things. Let's also get organized. Know where our accounts are. You know, if you have three accounts, your spouse has three accounts. I can't tell how many meetings I've had this week. I have many meetings every week. But, you know, I saw, you know, someone had an old 401k and two IRAs. That was one of them. The other person had about the same thing, you know, six accounts. You know, you can consolidate all of them. They're all portable. If you have three IRAs, a SEP, an old 401k, they can all go into one account. Why aren't we doing these things? That's why I want you. You know, this is, again, part of this taking control besides some of the moves I just talked about. How many of us know what our income is going to be in retirement? That, again, is taking control. Go to SSA.gov. Find out. I'm going to give you some examples here in a second. But let me offer this guidebook again, which gets into all of these ideas. I will include the asset organizer as well. As I said, imagine if just over the course of the next week, you can get everything organized, know where you stand, know where your assets are, know what your investments are. We'll get it out to you. The ideas on creating income you can't outlive. Ideas on getting closer to tax-free. Ideas on having an investment plan. Protecting your assets. That's the asset protection piece. And then, of course, the estate and legacy piece. Having documents in place that control your life during your lifetime. Control assets during your lifetime and then to your children and grandchildren. This is going to create, hopefully, more clarity. And then emotional decisions are less impactful. Or the emotions are less impactful on the decisions as it relates to your retirement plan. So give us a call, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. So again, I just want to give you some thoughts and perspective on how do you approach, you know, going to cash on your investments can be very problematic. When do you get back in? Okay. I mean, similar to 2020, this is interesting. In 1990, it was a midterm election year. That year, Iraq invaded and occupied Kuwait. Oil price shock ensued, where the price of oil nearly doubled in a matter of weeks. Negative news dominated the headlines. Inflation was near 5%. GDP growth, does this sound familiar? GDP growth was below 2%, and the U.S. was on the verge of launching Operation Desert Storm. The equity market was wobbly for most of the year because we're seeing a lot of volatility. However, despite the headwinds, the market was able to begin a robust relief rally in the midterm elections into the year end that ultimately continued and took the market well above all-time highs throughout 91. Okay? And so we want to keep some perspective. Understand what our investment plan is. Define it. But let's not try to, you know, this is why all kinds of studies with investors underperforming the market, the average investor, I should say. We want to be careful. So get organized. Simplify things. I gave you some examples there. You can consolidate counts. There's portability. Get organized and know what you own. Start to maybe make some moves on buying some stocks. You think there's some opportunities there. Also, do it inside of a Roth. That's tax-free. All of these things start to come into play. Know what, and this is why I want to pivot in for a few minutes here. I want to talk about, I mentioned this at the top of the show, five simple steps to a retirement income plan. Why do I talk about income planning? I want to make a comment here that I think is critical to understand. You know, when you see the market and the volatility in the market, and there's and I certainly don't want to diminish what's happening in Ukraine. It is horrific. It is disgusting. Some of the reactions by some of our officials are pretty disgusting, too. But that said, you know, my point is, I don't want to be insensitive to that, but we also need to really be responsible about what we're doing and how are we impacting our lives and our family's life. So when I talk about income versus assets, I want to be clear here. Assets, when you have investments and you're saying, I'm going to rely on those investments to give me income, right? If I can get to $1 million of investments, well, I'm okay. I should be in a good place. I already said before, the one thing, keep in mind, it's not all your money. If you need $30,000 out of an investment account that's in a retirement tax-deferred account, and you're in a 25% tax bracket, you need to pull out 40 to net 30, right? What happens if tax rates go up? Do you have to pull out more? You sure do. And so that's why you hear me kind of beat the drum on tax-free all the time, because if I need $30,000 out of a Roth, what do I need to take out? $30,000. What happens if tax rates go up? What do I need to take out? $30,000. Okay, then what happens if the market, we go through some volatility? Do you want to pull money out of a trough? Who does? And then it does make it a little more difficult. If I'm down, if market's down 10 and I pull out 5, you know, this can be, again, a problem. So I want to stress income is different than assets. So when I'm talking about income, and I'm going to talk about these five simple tips to creating a retirement income plan, because imagine if you could have all the income you needed, and I want to talk to you about these ideas and get you the information. But, you know, income are things like Social Security. That's an income. Income are things like pension. I'll give you an example. I met with someone just the other day, and we looked at their Social Security. They weren't totally aware of it. They looked it up. They got it to me. One is getting $32,000. The other one's getting like $34,000, somewhere in those, right around there. That's $66,000 of income. Kind of important to know, because that paycheck's coming in every week, regardless of what happens in the market, regardless of what's happening in your investment. So, again, I want us to start thinking about this. That's number one in these five, you know, the five pieces to your plan, the five simple steps to a stress-free retirement, this guidebook that I talk about. If you want that information, again, I can't get into everything. That's why I offer it. What if you could create a retirement plan that has an income plan to it, has a tax plan, an investment plan, an asset protection plan, and an estate and legacy plan? This is what I call being complete. So if you want this information, again, I want to include the asset organizer because I'm going to stress it again. Let's get organized. You can create a financial snapsheet. I'll send this to you. We can email it to you so you have it. You can update and download it. It automatically calculates values. It's really going to make a difference. All too often, we don't know where our assets are, what we own. And if you're not organized, that's one of the biggest stumbling blocks to financial success. That's one of the biggest stumbling blocks, is not being organized. Okay? So give us a call. We'll get it out to you. 630-934-1855. This is going to be the retirement guidebook, as well as the asset organizer 630-934-1855. If there's something specific you want, please let us know. You can always go to alphawealthgroup.com. You can download. I'm trying to get all those updated on our website. We'll get to the latest if you give us a call. And you can email us or call us if you have a specific question. Please consider us a resource on anything as it relates. But I'm sorry, I wanted to get into some of the income planning. And this was this this article, and I'm going to use some of the points here on 5 simple steps for a retirement income plan. The first step is to know your monthly number. So when we retire, you're going to have monthly expenses. They don't go away, right? I mean, you have to figure out there's going to be costs for your home, either property taxes or a mortgage. You have healthcare, transportation, clothing. What about travel and things that you like to do, right? So do we know our number? Many people guess at what that number is. This is so critical to your planning. We want to have a goal in mind. The budget worksheet is something else I can send out to you. I offer this in my classes. In fact, I just had a meeting this week. I brought it up, and I gave it to the client, and I emailed it to him, too, so they have a copy on file. But this is the same thing as getting organized with assets. So, again, if you came away from today's show and said, I have a good idea, you're not going to get to the penny. But if you need, I'll give you an example. Let's say you need, and this is interesting. I give one example after another because I have these meetings every week. But this client needed, they said, well, I think we're going to need about $7,000 a month of income. So we went through their numbers. I said, well, look, there was one was going to get $3,000 from Social Security. The other one was getting about $2,500. Right there, they're at $5,500. And then there was a pension for another $1,000. They were at $6,500. They were almost to their goal just from those. And that's income, right? But, you know, they said, we're going to put pencil to paper. We're going to get this down a little better. So they left the meeting. I gave them the budget worksheet. I sent it to them so they'd have, again, I can send it out to you too. But they're getting organized. We went through all their investments. They saw they had different accounts in different places. And we said, yeah, okay, I have that. I remember I have that old 401k. You know, sometimes I've come across where people forgot about an account. I had one person, they had almost $100,000 in an account that was from an old employer from years ago. Do you see why this is so important? Again, I haven't gotten into the income planning piece, but my point with income, with the overall planning, getting organized, taking advantage, taking action, taking control, we start to remove or reduce dramatically the emotional part of it. We provide clarity, and certainly I hope we provide peace of mind. Let me make one other offer. Besides this guidebook and the budget worksheets, the asset organizers, and the whole retirement plan book, guidebook, anybody that wants to take a look. In fact, what I'll do is if you give us a call, anyone with $500,000 or more, there's no cost or obligation to this, by the way. You'll meet with me personally, Tom Fortino. We'll do a complete retirement, customized retirement plan. We'll include a lifetime income quote. We'll include a portfolio analysis. We'll include all of those 5 pieces. We'll look at ideas. There's probably moves you can make now to start to get to tax-free. Take a look at where you are. Throw everything in a box. Tax returns, if you have estate planning documents, all your statements, and we'll do a complete customized retirement plan analysis. You will walk out of there with a plan. You will walk out of there with some clarity. You will walk out of there having an idea where you stand relative to your goals. Maybe you can retire earlier. So again, if you want to take advantage of this, 630-934-1855. This is for your personal customized retirement plan. I will tell you this. It will be a good experience. It will be a fun experience. And I think you will uncover some things you're unaware of, and you'll be able to take action and do some things that will make a difference. This is my opinion. Make a difference in your plan and add value to what you're currently doing. 630-934-1855. 630-934-1855. This is what I do. You know, I'm an investment advisor rep. We're fee-based fiduciaries. We do active money management, but I take it. I like to say we're different by design. I look at the taxes. I say, what can we do? I had someone come in again the other day. They were actually, you know, the one who had retired, the one spouse and the other spouse. They had about 90-some thousand of taxable or gross income, but roughly, I'm ballparking, 25,000 standard deduction. They're in a 12% tax bracket. They went away. I said, you put money in Roth. Pay the 12%, not pay. Why don't put it in the traditional 401k? Put it in the Roth 401k. That's another option. Anyway, many things to get into. I still want to get into this five simple tips to a retirement income plan. We're going to talk a little bit more about the market, tax-free strategies. Got lots of stuff, so stick around. If you want some of the information I offered, again, the guidebook, any of the other, the organizers, the worksheets, 630-934-1855. 630-934-1855. Stick around again. We have so many more things to get into. You're listening to Tom Fortino, the Alpha Wealth Group. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. This is Tom Fortino, your host, principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. I'm an investment advisor rep. We're fee-based fiduciaries. I've been doing this over 20 years. I think maybe over 25, I think. I'm pretty sure. You lose track of time. I've said it before, my previous life, whatever you want to call it, I was an engineer at General Motors. Electrical engineer is my undergraduate, but I segued into this a long time ago. I've been doing this a long time. And but I've applied those things. I like to say, in a way, we do financial engineering. You know, whether you build a car, you build a bridge, you build a house. Well, we talk about building retirement plans. And so, you know, my approach, I've talked about having five pieces to your plan. Those are the building blocks of your retirement plan, right? It isn't about one thing. It's not about a product. It's not about a number, right? And so we need to... we need to look at those. The first is having an income plan, which I said I would get into right now, because if you have all the income you need in retirement, you may have heard the phrase before, right? Income is more important than savings because savings can run out. So how do we create income we cannot outlive? That's pretty important, especially in times like this, because imagine if you were getting paychecks every month and you saw the market kind of doing some of these things, these gyrations, the volatility, which I talked about in the first segment, I might mention again, but... you know, would you feel a little better? You wouldn't have maybe the angst and the emotions of, hey, I gotta survive on this income, this asset. Remember, it's an asset versus income. So how do we create income that we can't outlive? Taxes. Then how do we get most of it tax-free? We'll talk a little bit about that. Because if you think about it, your retirement accounts, every penny is tax-free. Pensions, 100% taxable. And Social Security, up to 85% of that's taxable. Right? So... what are we doing? And then what happens if tax rates go up in the future? Right? And it's pretty scary depending on who's in charge. Anyway, that it's tough. I don't want to get upset about things, so I'll just move on. But my point is, if you can get to tax-free, if we can do more things where with the tax rates go up, it's going to impact you very little or maybe not at all from a standpoint of your income, because if you're getting all your income tax-free. And so these are ideas, and then having an investment plan. So, you know, we have clarity there, and we're not making moves in and out of the market. Okay, I quoted that that article that I read, which I thought was pretty good. It talked about volatility being frightening, but let's not confuse volatility with risk. Risk is the possibility of permanent loss. Volatility is a concern, and I don't want to minimize it. But if we don't liquidate, you know. That's where we try to time things and we don't panic and make emotional decisions. And so I wanted to remind you, there's three questions to ask every single time the market has gone, every single time the markets have gone down, they've come back, true or false. Every single time the markets have gone down and come back, they've eventually gone on to new highs, true or false. If everyone knows the markets are going to go down and come back and eventually go to new highs, why do so many people lose money in the market? You see? So, again, I just want to provide perspective, but everybody's situation is unique. And so what is your investment plan? Look, if you're 5 years out from retirement and you're in retirement, you're near retirement, you know, you're more vulnerable. So you really need to be careful of how you structure your investment plan. But again, I'm just trying to provide perspective. I offered the guidebook, which gets into being organized and having the taking control. I mentioned doing Roth contributions for 2020 and 2021, buying stocks that maybe are beaten down that you think are still quality stocks. If they were quality stocks before, they're still quality stocks. You know, buy them and put them in a Roth, because now all the growth that comes back is tax-free. Same thing with conversions. If my IRA is down in value, well, maybe now's the time to reposition it so when it comes back, all that growth is tax-free. right? I'm moving it at a discount, to so to speak. These are ideas. So if you want this, again, I'll get this out to you with the worksheets as well as the guide, the retirement guide plan. Give us a call, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. Let me get back to the income planning. I've talked a little bit about the market, and again, have an investment plan, understand what's going on in the market, and having at least a little better feel for it and perspective. But I come back to, if you could have income that you can't outlive, income that comes in for a lifetime, how would that make you feel? The first number one, this was five simple steps, was know your monthly number. I did say that. Understand that in retirement, expenses don't go away, right? We have a housing expense, either property tax or mortgages. We have clothing, we have transportation, food, whatever it might be. Those things continue, of course, medical. What do we need per month, right? That's the first thing, and that's why I offered the budget worksheet. Do we know what we have? Some of these studies, Employee Benefit Research Institute, said that close to half simply guess at what they need in retirement. There's ways to get close. You're never going to get to the penny. But it's all about, you know, you talk about uncertainty in the market. What about uncertainty in our retirement plan? Can we reduce that? Number two on these tips, and I'm just going to use these. They're not mine, but I think we can use them as a helpful guide, is he's saying make a plan for Social Security. Now, part of it is, again, when I talk about lifetime income, these things are important because just like a pension, if it's lifetime, it's going to come in and continue for your life. Did you know a healthy 65-year-old male has a 50-50 shot at living to 88? A healthy 65-year-old woman has a 50% chance of living to 90. So with that in mind, what have you done and how are you? This is according to the American Academy of Actuaries. But why is this important for Social Security? Well, you know, and for those of you that haven't done it, go to SSA.gov, find out what your Social Security benefits are. Okay? That's actually a good website. Shockingly, the government has a good website. And they send it to you once a month, or once a month. Once a year, you get an update to go check on it. And they remind you, too. You're plugged in. I can't believe I'm somewhat impressed. And they also give you what your benefit is every year. It's a chart. It'll show what it is at 62, 63, 64, 65, all the way up to 70. Because you can take it as early as 62. It grows by 8% a year all the way up to 70. To give you an example, I've seen differences of at 65. Now, it's going to be a monthly benefit, but I'll just use annual numbers. I've seen someone who's going to have $34,000 at 65 or 66. It's over $40,000 at 70. Why is this important? Because I just talked about longevity risk. And I'll quote Lawrence Kotlikoff. By the way, great book, Get What's Yours, Get What's Yours by Lawrence Kotlikoff. If you want to read through that on Social Security. He says, look, the risk isn't dying. The risk is living. So we need to be aware of what's going on with Social Security. Let's figure this out. Now, keep in mind, these all happened this past week, I swear. But I had a meeting with some clients, and the one spouse is turning 65. She's not working, and we talked about whether or not they should turn on Social Security. His Social Security is larger, and I said, look, you know, there's no perfect answer, by the way, but I think her benefit's going to be close to $2,500, almost $30,000 a year. And they don't need the money right now, but they're going to take it, and they're going to invest it. So you could do that. His is the larger one, so he's going to continue to defer, and he may defer till 70. The purpose of this, and again, the logic behind this is the higher benefit stays with the surviving spouse. It's not only for your lifetime, it's for your spouse's, so we have to consider that. You know, if you defer your benefit and now it's $43,000 a year, well, it's not only during your lifetime, it's also if you pass away, that goes to your surviving spouse for their lifetime. So these are irrevocable decisions. We have to be very careful with this, right? It's the same thing with pensions. So when we talk about creating an income plan, and that's part of this packet, which I'll offer again, maximizing income in retirement. But imagine if you get it all tax-free. I talked about Social Security, right? So let's imagine between, and in this case, the two of them, they're going to have over $70,000 of Social Security. Now, if we can get more of their money to Roth, and as I said, if most of your money's in Roth, you can even have money in an IRA. You will get all of your money tax-free. You could have $100,000 of income, zero tax, right? $25,000 from your Roth, $60,000 in Social Security, $25,000 from Roth, that's $85,000. You could pull $15,000 out of an IRA and still pay no taxes. You know why? Because you have a standard deduction. Today's law, it's your standard deduction. is at least $25,000. It's higher if you're over age 65. But imagine if you could get to this. So now I'm creating income, and I'm getting more of it tax-free. And now I have this investment plan because I'm a little more comfortable with my investments. I know what I'm doing. Hopefully I have a good plan. But see why this article, five simple tips for a retirement income plan. Let's think about some of these things. The Social Security decision, there's a claiming strategy, and there's also how do we get more of it tax-free. But understand the claiming strategy. I'll include the Social Security decision in this information that I'm offering you. Because again, these are important decisions. And then you couple this with your pension decision. You know, do you have a spousal benefit? Do you make sure that if you pass away, because think about it, if you have a spousal benefit on your pension, not only does that continue on to your surviving spouse, but then the higher Social Security continues on. You see how this is working? So you're planning for all these what ifs. So I'll include that in this packet too, in the guidebook, as well as the organizer and the Social Security decision. Give us a call. We'll get that out to you. 630-934-1855. 630-934-1855. The other point, number three, so I've talked about two things. One is know your numbers, know your budget. You're going to have expenses. They don't go away when you go in retirement. The paychecks go away, but we're trying to recreate those paychecks. Make a plan for Social Security. And I'm talking about creating an income plan because in light of what's happening in the market, as I said, imagine if you could have all the income you need coming in, decide to take a trip. You don't have to be stressed out. Your paychecks are still coming in. And when the market's going up, bouncing up and down, it's going to hopefully have less of a burden on your plan. And it will if you have income coming in. And then how do you plan for these other things? That's the second part of this was make a plan for Social Security. I talked a little bit about that. So let me move on. Number three, think long term about taxes. I did talk about taxes. I just did. I said think about doing Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, Roth conversions. You can do all three of those things. They're all three separate things. Did you know that? Three separate things. You can do all three at once. All right? So there's opportunities, especially now, again, when the market's down. Maybe I move some stuff over. Maybe I put money into some stocks right now in Roth and it grows tax-free for the rest of life. You could have dividend-paying stocks in Roth. Guess what? You know, I mean, I haven't checked on it, Ray, so I don't want to recommend this, but I heard someone talking the other day. McDonald's got beat up because they have a lot of places in Russia, which isn't really a large part. But I'm just as an example, you buy McDonald's and Roth, you buy, you know, ExxonMobil, whatever. You can buy dividend paying stocks in your Roth. Well, not only is the dividend tax free, so all that income will be tax free, the growth on it is tax free. That's pretty exciting to me. I think it would be to you. So these are some ideas. This is the tax piece. That was number three. Number four, and we'll get to the next ones here too, but add another lifetime income stream. What does it say? It said, right now, Social Security, they're saying on average will replace about 40% of your pre-retirement income. So where are some other places to do it? They're talking about creating, and I talked about these before, you can get these annuities with a guaranteed income benefit. And what's unique about these, and I can't tell how many people I meet with that say, wow, I heard they're terrible. Or, you know, some people, not everyone, but I wish people would just stop. You know, I think this industry is to blame. They're not good. They're not bad. They're not better. They're not worse. They're different, right? They can provide a guaranteed income stream. In fact, they can provide a joint life guaranteed income stream. They've evolved a lot. And again, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do active money management. I'm a fee-based fiduciary. But I'm just saying, in some cases, this guarantees versus probability, right? So the way these are set up now, and I'll include this information too, the truth about annuities, so you can learn about this. You deserve to know. If you put money into these, you can use IRA money, you can use non-IRA money, you can put an old 401k into this. But what it does is it provides the difference between an investment in Fidelity or Vanguard that's in the market, there is no guaranteed income stream. Now, is that a bad thing? They actually can act like a pension. And I've never heard someone say, you've got a pension. Oh, that's terrible. So these income pieces, stacking them on your Social Security stack. So, you know, you could put one in place that can give you $30,000 of income down the road, joint lifetime income, right? That's lifetime. Those paychecks come in no matter what. And by the way, the investment, unlike a pension, the amount that you put in, that's still invested. That can grow, continue to grow. And to the extent you don't go through it, so you could draw income off these for 20 years. If you pass away, what's left in there will go to your children and grandchildren. So do these make sense for you? I don't know. But again, I'll include these in there too if you want the information on these. And look at them as an income source. Because again, imagine if you could have, you know, all of your income whether it's Social Security, pensions, and an annuity, you know, and you have over $100,000 of income coming in, that's without touching investments. That's regardless of what's happening in the market, right? That's regardless of what you have in savings. Those paychecks come in every month. But then if you also have the investment piece to it, wow, then you can pull out money if you want to take your family on a trip or you want to help a grandchild out with college, whatever it might be. See how we're starting to create a plan, and then if we're getting more of it tax-free. This is where it gets exciting. So, again, if you want this packet of information, I'll include the Social Security decision, I'll include the truth about annuities, and, of course, the organizers, the worksheets. I call it the retirement planning or retirement guidebook. 630-934-1855. 630-934-1855. So these are I've been using this as a reference, this five simple tips for a retirement income plan. This is from this article I read. The fifth piece is plan for both spouses, number five. And I think that's a good one. For those of you that are married, how are you planning for your spouse? I mentioned already deferring the Social Security. Remember, the larger Social Security pays out to the surviving spouse. So you've basically locked in a higher benefit for both your lives. I think that's planning for both spouses, right? If you buy and use these annuities that provide a joint lifetime income, that continues for both lifetimes. That's planning for both spouses. And the other thing that you may want to consider, again, I don't know your situation, life insurance, okay? That is income replacement. So you can buy a term, a 10-year term. You can buy a guaranteed universal life, which is a little different, but that's a permanent policy. But you know, no matter what, if you pass away, you know, and let's say a Social Security goes away or a pension is reduced. Well, maybe there's a, you know, $300,000 benefit that's going to be paid out if you were to pass away. This is that protection piece, but it also can protect your income and it can be part of your income plan. By the way, life insurance is income tax free. I just want to let you know that. Regardless. So wherever it goes to, that is an income tax-free benefit to the beneficiary. That's one benefit with life insurance. So should you have that in your plan? I don't know. That's part of that protection piece, right? We talked about what happens if you pass away, what happens if there's a long-term illness. That's one of those five pieces. That's the asset protection piece. You're an asset. How are you protecting? So, you know, these are ideas to create a complete plan. So now there's not one unforeseen event that you can't say I've accounted for. I'm creating income I can't outlive. I'm trying to minimize the taxes on it as much as possible, get as much of it tax-free. That's the tax piece, right? I have an investment plan that I can stay on track with and have a long-term plan and not make emotional decisions as much as possible. But it makes sense with my risk tolerance and my investment objective. That's the third piece. The fourth piece is I have an asset protection piece. What happens if I pass away? What happens if there's a long-term illness? What happens if I live a long life, right? We talked about longevity risk. What happens if taxes go up? And then finally, you have an estate planning and legacy piece, which is living trust, powers of attorney, medical powers of attorney. It's these come in spurts, but it's just over the last couple of weeks, we've been doing a lot of estate planning. We have an attorney that does it. I'm not the attorney, but I've been doing estate planning for a long time, you know, and I worked with an attorney years ago, great guy. And he used to always say, look, if you have a house and a savings account, you should have a trust. And I agree with that statement. Okay. Because that's probate. And, you know, assets cannot pass on if there's a deceased person's name on it. If your bank account has your name on it and you pass away, and your children go in there, even a spouse, by the way, if it's an individual title, the bank is going to say, there's nothing I can do. It's not in your name, right? Go to probate and get a release. And when you do, you can have it. That's how it works. So same thing with a home. Living trusts don't die. They don't get sick. And so your assets don't go to probate in that case, right? That's totally private. That's why I'm such a big proponent of it. That's why I bug my clients. You got to do this. It's non-negotiable. I don't get paid on it, but that's that critical. Powers of attorney. You know, your retirement accounts, we talked about the tax aspect of it, but your retirement accounts cannot be joint titled. They have to stay in your name during your lifetime, right? And so if you're incapacitated, so it's not just what happens when we pass away. During your lifetime, if you're incapacitated, Your spouse can't access that retirement account. It's in your name. They may be the beneficiary, but you're still alive. And so this is why we, again, I get animated about some of these things. That's why I insist my clients have powers of attorney in place. I insist they have living trusts. Again, actually creates more work for me because, you know, I help them with it, but the attorneys do it. But you need to have these things in place. They're critical to your planning, right? So if you have a financial power of attorney in place, you can act on behalf of your spouse. You know, it's interesting. If a spouse is incapacitated or has some type of illness, and we talked about the expense piece of it, how do you cover that? How do you protect? But then how do you control assets, right? That's what, and then a medical power of attorney is another document separate from that. What are your wishes regarding life-sustaining treatment? Who can make those decisions? And I've said many times, unless you make those decisions yourself and designate those people yourself, someone will make them for you. And typically it's going to be the court system. So we don't talk a lot. I don't get into it as much as maybe I should and talk about as part of your plan. I do include it in the five, these five building blocks to your plan. Estate and legacy planning is part of it. You know, I've said it, either your assets will be controlled by those during your lifetime, or to the extent you don't go through them, they will flow through those documents to your children and grandchildren. And so it's critical. It's one of the best things you can do for your family. So let me make another offer here. And I've offered this information. I can include information on estate planning as well. If you want it, please ask. I do have the six essential documents, bulletproofing your beneficiaries. Beneficiary designations alone are important. You cannot change them post-death. Right. I've talked about there's a number of articles that have been written on this about the gentleman who didn't update his will, said everything went to his children. But when he passed away, he had a large 401k. It was one of his biggest assets. Well, it went to his wife, not to his kids, because the will doesn't dictate that. Well, he'd been married 2 months. So we just need to be aware of some of these things. You know, I've talked about a number of topics here. Isn't it interesting? We talked about the market. I talked about perspective on how we invest, having a long-term plan, not making emotional decisions, staying in the market and not trying to time it. I've talked about taking advantage, doing Roth contributions, Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, conversions, getting money into tax-free, maybe repositioning some assets while the market's down so you can get more tax-free growth. Talked about income planning, the Social Security decision, maybe looking at using annuities to get guaranteed lifetime income separate from the assets, separate from your investments. We've covered asset protection. Do you buy life insurance? Does that make sense? What happens if you pass away? We've talked about now estate planning, having a living trust, powers of attorney, medical powers of attorney, understanding where your beneficiaries are set up, and then, of course, getting organized. So for those of you that want a personalized, I'm going to offer that. I'll offer the packet, but also, you know, I can send you all the information you want, but that's not going to make as big a difference. If you want to take advantage, if you want to come in, anyone with $500,000 or more, you want to sit down with me, there's no cost or obligation for this. We'll do a portfolio analysis. I'll do a lifetime income quote. We will do, if you have trust, powers of attorney, or you don't, we'll talk about those or bring them in. Let's review them. If you've had them, maybe you haven't looked at them in a while. Are they funded properly? Bring in your tax returns, throw everything in a box. We will do a complimentary, and I like to call it complete, the five building blocks. We'll look at every aspect of your plan. You will walk out of there with clarity. You will walk out of there with knowing where you stand, and that's my promise to you. So if you want to take advantage of that, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855, again, to schedule a time for your complimentary, customized retirement plan. And I like to say complete retirement plan. It will be a good experience. It'll be a great exercise to go through. Hopefully, too, it's going to reduce the stress level because you're going to have a lot more clarity in everything. And I think I'm a fun guy. So what the heck? Give us a call, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. As always, we can get the information out to you, too. If there's something specific, we can customize this for you because I know everybody's situation is unique. If you just have a question, you can email us. You can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. I don't have them on there now, but I hope to have some classes posted in the next week or so, so you can also attend one of our classes. All of this information is free. You have no excuse. You don't. So I hope you take advantage because you know the biggest stumbling block, not just organization, procrastination. So give us a call if you want information, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. I hope this has been helpful. I hope you've gotten actionable items. And as always, everyone, Have a blessed week, and let's get to work.
Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any references to protection benefits or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products or services. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors, Inc. The Alpha Wealth Hour, presented by the Alpha Wealth Group.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.